Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, everybody. The holidays are fast approaching, and if you're still looking for the perfect gift, let me tell you about Omaha Steaks and how for only $49.99 you can get our family gift pack. Just go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code TMOS in the search bar. You get 77% off. Omaha Steaks has unique gifts for gourmet food lovers. All the best steaks, flavorful, tender-aged beef, seafood, poultry, pork, veal, lamb. They have everything. It's a perfect gift, and you can skip the malls, lines, and the crowds. I love my Omaha Steaks gift pack, and that's why I'm giving it to my sister. For under $50, you get two filet mignons, two top sirloins that are delicious, two boneless pork chops, all the food is great, four boneless chicken breasts, kielbasa sausages, plus four burgers. You get the all-beef meatballs, 12 of them. You get the potatoes au gratin, the caramel apple tartlets, and Omaha Steaks seasoning packet, plus four additional kielbasa sausages. Get this limited time package for only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com, type in TMOS in the search bar, and add the family gift pack to your cart for only $49.99. omahasteaks.com, enter TMOS in the search bar, and get 77% savings on this amazing assortment. It's the gift that's guaranteed to be a hit. Thank you, Omaha Steaks!
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. Happy holidays. We don't do this very often in the opening vignette, but I think it's a good time to do it because
we're gonna
catch our listeners by surprise by doing this. Fruitcake. That's right. That's the fruitcake song, ladies and gentlemen. Very exciting. We are going to give away one fruitcake today, right?
Today there's one in, Mike, there's one in the hopper.
That's called, what's that, Soppel? Is that Soppel fruitcake?
I don't know what the German word for single is. Einen.
Single.
Einen cake.
Einus.
Einen. Einus.
That's my dog.
Einus in the morning. Here's our letter today. Dear friends at TMOS, I would like to formally enter my request for a world-famous Rob with two B's Spiewak cake de la fruit. In August, I relocated my family away from Leesburg, Virginia. Let me give the dinger for that. Cross country to Portland, Oregon. Despite our best efforts while living in Leesburg, we were never able to spot Rob at Costco. My wife and I always dreamed of breaking free sample bread cut into small pieces with Rob over a NyQuil-sized cup of free sample Kirkland OJ.
Oh, the best OJ.
But alas, another dream unfulfilled. Please send us a fruitcake to help us reminisce about the best that Leesburg had to offer. That is somebody who's so delighted to get out of Northern Virginia.
It's a little pointed. He has a little pointed.
Cheers, Shane Madigan. We're going to call Shane right now. P.S. Dear Mike, go ahead and call the number. I wanted to let you know, as much as the long tail of listeners drives you nuts, it's really just a byproduct of the great job you guys do. Well, I'm caught up mostly now. I've gotten behind on the cast, and I hate to miss even a single episode. And all that good stuff. Anyway,
good morning. This is Shane.
Shane Madigan.
Yes, it is.
Shane, this is Mike O'Mara calling.
I can only imagine.
You don't need to imagine any longer. You can make it real because I'm calling you now.
Well, you guys have just made my morning because I'm stuck in an airport because of weather.
Stuck in the airport. Shane, before we go any further, can you tell us why we have made your morning? See if you can guess.
Oh, I've been dreaming of a Rob Spiewak fruitcake for years.
Yay! Yay!
Yes! And we'll mail it directly to your house so you don't have to get it through customs.
No, that's perfect. That's perfect. I think I put in the letter that we've lived in Lansdowne, Leesburg, and always dreamed of meeting the man, the myth, the legend, but never quite happened.
And it sounds like you're in a kind of airport funky sitting in
Portland. Or Don's John.
Are you in Portland, Oregon right now, Shane?
I am. I'm in the process of actually flying back. 70th birthday this weekend.
Well, you know what? I know it's a bad connection, so we're going to go ahead and just say congratulations. You win the fruitcake. We don't have to roll it over. Congratulations. Thanks for your amazing support of TMOS, and enjoy with your family.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Shane.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry, Merry Christmas. Thank you very much, guys.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.
He was definitely an S-er.
He was such an airport guy.
He was so airport mode. That's like great news, right? You won a prize. Who doesn't want to win a prize?
Oh, when you're rotting?
Yeah. Yes. Well, yeah. But before thank you, you know what we got? Yeah, I'm in an airport, stuck because of weather.
I know.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Gave us sort of a Steve Bridges attitude.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of weather.
Yeah. There's another one. We are, by the way, are we 4 for 5?
No, we're 5 for 6.
Five for six.
That's mm-hmm. pretty good. That's a pretty good. Oh, what a morning. Oh, what a morning. Oh, what a morning. I will tell you that, it's wonderful to be reinstated on a medical policy.
Yeah.
But B, it is terrible to go talk to a doctor when you get 60 seconds of time after an hour wait.
Yeah.
And C, and then follow that up with a call from your insurance company trying to resolve financial discrepancies with, in my opinion, the most competent and not unpleasant person that I have dealt with in the process.
Right.
And it's still a land of crap. But that is where I was this morning. And now onward and upward, I come in here to enjoy the day. And of course, the best thing to do is to give away a fruitcake to somebody and have them receive that. It's awesome.
Will you entertain a question about your doctor's office? I wanted to ask you this. Is it one of the ones?
The factory, as I, Santa's elves?
Yes, we are Santa's elves.
Yeah.
When you get put in out of the waiting room and put into,
we,
I guess,
we are elderly elves, processing elderly people coming through like they're in a factory. Oh, we take them all in 30 in an office early in the morning. We know they all get up early and smell and eat the free cookies that they have out on a little platter to make the process seem pleasant. Then they funnel them into another office in the back. Then they tell you it's time for your x-ray, even though you've had 50 of them. You tell them you don't need one. Then they argue. Then they put you in the back and you wait for 20 people to go in front of you. Then you see the doctor for 30 seconds and you're done. Yay, rah, rah. And your doctor tells you you had an embolism you can't be operated on anymore for a year. You are so very happy. You leave and see all the really pieces of ass that are working in his office that he's probably banged half of them. And you walk out and you go, goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. Thanks so much. Thank you. Thank you. F them. Oh, by the way, there are a couple of the real POAs that are in there that have... How can I describe this? I watch it and I stare, actually. They don't even notice me.
Right.
Because you can stare right at them and they are so disinterested, almost to a point of malice.
Oh, yeah.
With the patients.
Their life is the mannequin challenge.
They are absolutely, I'm not like a 20-something hot chick, so I can't do the impression, but I'm going to do my best.
Okay.
You're Johnny Senior Citizen.
Okay, all right.
And, you know, all right, so they'll come in, and they've got the key, they've got the clipboard. Okay.
Yeah. I had a...
Hold on. Okay. Mrs. Habersham?
Yes.
Mrs. Habersham? Yeah.
Yes.
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay.
Okay, doctor, we'll take you down the hallway. They did it with like 3 different people, and I'm like, you know, can you show...
That's their methodology.
...just a sliver of humanity at all? No, you can't, because you're seeing thousands of people a week, and they're all...
Just a number.
So it's the deal. It's the deal where you go in, and there's probably a desk in a waiting room, but then you're taken to like a row of exam rooms, right? And you get an exam room.
You're taken from the outer lobby to the inner lobby, and then they've got the little cattle staging session where they take your little x-rays. Then they funnel you to either a regular waiting room or behind a little curtain where they take more of your money, and they do that. And by the way, I really shouldn't say it's an elderly factory.
No.
Because it is about 50-50.
Okay.
But everybody's in
pain.
That's
the average age?
Everybody's gimping around. Yeah. No, the average age today was about 24, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I had like 3 athlete-type guys that were there.
Oh, because they were there because they play baseball or football.
No, they're home for the holidays.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
they're visiting grandma.
With the old people. Oh, and by the way, you know what I also don't need? I don't need the lady that... wants everybody to know that she's in pain.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
You can do it. You can do it in your condo complex.
I mean,
don't do it in this office because everybody's in pain,
Mike,
in this office.
You tell us you're in pain every day.
Yeah, but he's in showbiz.
You, Oscar. You, Oscar. Call me with some numbers, Oscar. Thank you. No, the fact is that I do. Could I get a call from you about that? And
you said end of the week.
End of the week. So today?
Today. I have the numbers.
Right, he has until midnight on Saturday.
That's right.
Last time I called you, you effed me.
Now,
I know. When I go, I didn't answer the phone.
I have one factory doctor I go to, my ENT, and what they do that drives me crazy is when they put you, there is a hallway. It looks like little classrooms of examinations room.
We've all been to doctor's offices.
Yeah, it's like five.
Yeah.
But when they put you in there.
It's like, what's that like? I understand. No,
okay. They put you in there, there is some weird color-coded thing of like, red and green and blue and yellow fingers that they switch to mark the rooms.
Right.
And what drives me nuts is they have so many patients, they can't even rely on memory or name or Mr. Spiewak's at number three. There's some color system because it's like running an abacus.
They're running through the colors of where you go next and where the patient is in the stage.
Oh, I think it's
Let
where
me go
they
back
are.
Two steps.
Is that what it
Let
is?
Let me go back two steps to explain before I was so
Efficiency.
Rudely interrupted about the ladies that this is the difference, Oscar. Okay.
Yes.
This is the difference. Everybody in there, you can see the way they locomote, the way they move. You know they're hurting. And so what you don't want to see is the person that goes,
yeah.
And it's like, I know, okay, I get it, but don't whine in front of us.
What it
whine
is, it's
in
like,
front of
it's
healthy
like,
people.
It's like sitting in a studio with Mac when he goes,
oh
no.
Yeah.
And that's when I try to say, oh, is now the time that it's going to become about you? What? Because
right.
He won't have the wherewithal or the fortitude to say.
He doesn't communicate to us.
You won't believe what I saw on the internet. What you get is, oh boy.
Oh, by the way, so when I finally see the grand poobah himself, the grand wealthy man himself, he walks in and
Mr. Burns.
He doesn't say this exactly to me, but really this might as well have been his answer when I said, hey, I'd like to see if I could maybe get that procedure done a little earlier, while they're treating me for this thing.
Right.
He might as well say, What are you, high? It's really kind of what was said. What are you, high?
What are you, high?
You got an answer, though, finally.
You know what?
I'm not going to touch you, you little freak.
Yeah. After
last time, I almost died on the table.
After an hour and 10 minutes, getting an answer is better than getting a definitive answer is at least something, but it's still not.
You're not healthy enough to operate on.
We could cut on you, but
that's exactly what it is.
But you'd have to promise not to go into the light.
He mentioned.
That's the deal.
I'd be lying if you didn't mention people died.
Really?
Yeah.
He said, I've seen people die, so I just don't want to do that. And
you say, could I get a referral to another doctor then, please?
Yeah. You know, I have a love hate. You know, I have a
love
hate.
What are the chances?
Now. Yeah. I have a total love hate with that. I know he's confident, and I know he's a good guy, and
right.
I know his machine is very efficient.
His X-ray machine.
But I love it, but I hate it. I know it's probably the right guy to go to.
What about going to another guy just to see what he says?
I mean, to be honest with you, when you're told go to see Dr. Nameberry.
He's Nameberry. I don't look at embolisms.
Yeah. When you're told not to, get a procedure because it could kill you, you really, the second opinion, probably wouldn't even matter with an Irishman. You know, it's more like, I can take you tomorrow. No problem at all. You know, I'll take it, cut you wide open. But
Dirk,
anyway,
you got to wait a year, man. You got to wait a year.
Got to wait.
That's the reality of it.
That was your advice for Dirk Vastrick?
Yeah.
Yeah, who's circling?
Dirk was like, please
what?
Let
Explain.
Him, please let him get
well, because,
surgery in January.
Yeah, because, that would leave the widow, and Dirk would swoop in.
Oh, that's right. Mrs. Carla Vastrick.
Dirk Vastrick says, I'm not going to be in work today. I'm calling on the widow O'Mara.
Mrs. Carla Vastrick.
He's circling like a vulture.
He is. Oh, up in the sky.
But
might be a drone above your house right now. Look out the window.
But outside of that, it's been a slice of heaven. And hey,
sounds
at least,
like it.
At least I have a giant television to enjoy.
Hey!
Oh.
Not. Oh. We'll take a break and come back. I'll tell you all about that right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for that. outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday to you.
Today is Christmas. There will be a magic show at 0930. Chaplain Charlie will tell you about how the free world will conquer communism with the aid of God and a few Marines. God has a hard-on for Marines because we kill everything we see. He plays his games. We play ours. To show our appreciation for so much power, we keep heaven packed with fresh souls. God was here before the Marine Corps, so you can give your heart to Jesus, but your ass belongs to the Corps.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Live from the vinyl given Cappy Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C. That's a little message from me to her. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it, and if you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673 or MikeO'MaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Today brought to you by CISO. If you like comedy, you're going to love CISO. We've been telling you about this wonderful new service, CISO, comedy for comedy nerds, by comedy nerds. CISO, it's spelled S-E-E-S-O. It's the new on-demand ad-free streaming service that brings you the best comedy ever all in one place. One of the things we love is the fact that you can get Saturday Night Live every single episode ever, and you can get them the day after they air, which is fantastic. Yes, Rob Spiewak?
Monty Python. I'm just going to say this. Commercial-free, complete set. Every episode of Monty Python, you laugh your ass off. It's the greatest.
This is a dead pettit.
Plus, critically acclaimed original shows Funny as Hell and Bajillion Dollar Properties, which we have raved about,
yes.
Original content, stand-up, improv, sitcoms, classic stuff, and brand-new comedy as well. CISO has it all. Right now, our listeners can try CISO free for 2 entire months when you use the promo code TMOS at checkout. After that, it's only $3.99 a month. It's a great deal. Just go to CISO, S-E-E-S-O.com right now and sign up for 2 months free with the promo code TMOS at checkout. That's CISO.com, promo code TMOS. The critics have spoken. CISO is the future of comedy.
Love it. Woo! So good.
Love it.
TV. All right, I talked about this when I got it, that I got caught up with the whole Thanksgiving, Cyber Monday, Amazon thing.
Deals, yeah.
That's what we all do as Americans.
Yeah, we get kind of ramped up with
it. We're consumer nation.
It.
Yeah.
I want to say that Amazon is... the business model, and we're glad to be partnered with them because yeah. Amazon's business model is about as good as it gets. Amazon is unfortunately at the behest of certain shipping companies that mm-hmm. Ship big stuff. And this is now the second time. I did it with another company, but I did it also with Amazon. I've worked with two different companies that have used this particular company. And I don't want to give their name out because, I mean, it's Christmas time and it's difficult. Pilot. But
I've never even heard of them.
I don't even buy gas from those gas stations.
I know LaserShip.
Oh, they may be.
That's where you get all Florida. Your lasers brought.
That's where I got my hair out.
They may be Florida based. They may be a Florida based
pilot. Put it on the plane, pilot. I got a TV for Mike O'Murphin. Put it on the plane. We're pilot.
This little gadget that I had ordered that I didn't need
a tchotchke.
This little television that I really had no need for and
right.
couldn't really just justify it. But Mrs. O'Mara finally succumbed and she said yes. And
well, the TV you had was fine.
It was more than fine.
Yeah, it was less than a year old.
It was more than fine. Was it less than a year old?
Yeah, I remember because we ordered the other one less than a year ago.
Really?
We went through that process.
You sure?
I'm positive because when you walked in and you said you're thinking of getting a TV, I was like, we just had this conversation about getting a TV, and you said you'd walk back from the judge's house and you had TV envy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did, but I but well, it's more, you know, it's more bigger. That's
hello,
more bigger.
So you pick up the phone. Hello, pilot. This is Mike O'Mara.
Well, I picked up the phone yesterday morning.
Where's my
at 8
more bigger TV?
I called. First of all, I called Amazon, and no, I called Pilot. I called the shipping
Pilot
company.
Freight Services.
Yeah, I called them. I called them at
their website. You know what? It screams too cool to deliver on time. That's what it screams.
Oh, yeah.
Every picture is like high tech.
You know what? The whole website looks like something that would be a decal on a computer monitor at Costco.
It's too perfect, Mike.
It is.
It's too perfect.
Pilot phrase. Hey, the O is an arrow.
But it's going in a circle.
So when was this TV supposed to arrive?
I,
that website screams douchebaggery because it's got the guys carrying the TV.
Oh, okay. Got there's a hot woman in customer service.
Yeah, they've got the headset on, making sure that everything's going to arrive on time. And that's the antithesis of what's happening with you.
There aren't. Well, you haven't heard it yet. What happened? You know, it's the thing about it is that I called because I'm super into it. I called first thing in the morning, and they have I think I spoke to someone even before 8 o'clock. They said to get a specific idea of what's going on, you want to call the Tampa office, and
Tampa.
They open at 8 o'clock. I call at 8:01. I'm
perfect.
On the phone. Get a nice lady who says, "Okay, it's in. It should be down in Erie." I said, "Yeah." They said all day. I've got a whole all day window.
Yeah.
You know, and they said call Tampa. They'll give you a little narrower window. I said, "Okay, this is going to be on the truck at such and such. Should be down around your area around 2 o'clock." And I'm like, oh man, that's just perfect. I'll be able to play with it all day.
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
You told us after the show what you're excited for.
Mm-hmm. I was very excited.
Yeah.
During the show, as we were taping yesterday, they left a voicemail. And the voicemail I get immediately after we got done with the show. We had a few glitches ourselves yesterday during the show. So we ran a little late. I checked my voicemail, and the voicemail, to summarize it, it goes, "Hi, this is Pilot Freight. The driver that has your TV on it was overloaded. So they took a couple of TVs off of his load. Would you be okay if we delivered it on Saturday?"
Oh, no.
"My name is so-and-so. Call me back at this number." And it's
Saturday.
My TV. It's TV. And I'm a guy. And I have been
and they
looking
said
forward
Thursday.
To it.
And Thursday is a long way from Saturday.
Yeah. Hold on. The good
Three
people
days.
At Amazon, it's a big deal for something to arrive when they tell you.
Yes,
it, will.
It is.
Especially
Carla,
as a prime
by the way,
member.
Is coaching me. Carla is like such an Amazon maniac. She's coaching me like all the things that I need to expect from this wonderful company, Amazon, which they all ended up being true. So I call the lady and she says, yeah, you have a TV scheduled to be delivered down to Fort Myers. I said, yep. She said, "It would it be okay if we delivered that on Saturday?" I said, "Nope." And I didn't feel like suffering.
Good.
Yeah.
You know, the
you're the customer.
That's right.
She says, "We're going to have to go through another freight company." I said, "That's no problem. They'll be down there probably a little later on than the two to three that I had to." I said, "That's no problem. It could be anywhere." She's obviously going for me
because they're
going
to lose money.
Saying,
well, she's trying to make it sound inconvenient to you.
Right.
But what she doesn't realize is none of this is inconvenient to you. The only thing that's inconvenient to you is not having the TV. So get me the TV.
Yeah, and they lose money by having to offset what they can't fulfill the day of.
Yeah, that's
this
the pilot
is holiday
way.
Season, and they're overloaded.
Yeah,
they're overloaded.
F them, Mike.
Yeah. They're overloaded.
You
oversold
during the holidays.
But I just didn't. I wanted my thing. That's
well, that's
the thing
what
I
you
want.
Were.
That's my Christmas present.
You were promised it, and you deserve to
daddy
have it.
Daddy gets what daddy wants.
Right.
So I say no, and then they said someone will call you within the hour to let you know when they're going to be down. I never get that call.
Oh.
It's noon, one, two,
man.
Three. At this point, I've been dealing with a lot of issues that I've mentioned on this show.
And
I'm
the berries
calling.
Yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
All over the place.
I cleaned it up. The mat, my little plastic mat where my chair rolls is probably a little sticky today.
Not the first time.
Thank you. But I don't call
because
I'm not. I'm just not. They said they'd call. I'm not being proactive on this one. I'm letting
You think maybe by calling you might be labeled like a nudge and it might actually slow it up? Because you don't want to be a problem.
No. Because Amazon's got, they've got the big stick.
Yeah.
Amazon's got the big stick.
I'm not going to call the freight people. Mm-hmm. I'm going to wait till 3 o'clock and then I'm going to call Amazon,
which I do.
To the top. And when I talk to Amazon, it's like bing, bang, boom. We'll call somebody.
They're amazing.
They call me back and they said, but they still come back at the end of this. They don't have an answer. Said, we're not sure when it's leaving the warehouse, but it is coming to you today. It will be there by 8 o'clock tonight.
8 p.m.
Period. Mm-hmm. I'm fine. I can accept that. I hang up. I go, the next call I get is probably at 6 o'clock. And the guy says, hi, this is so-and-so from the other freight company. We just want you to know.
The sublet from Pilot, one that Pilot hired, yeah.
We're bringing another driver in. So there are going to be two cars. That's no problem at all. The reason that I guess they were bringing two drivers in is because it wasn't a regular truck where freight comes in. It was like a little van.
Well, what they did is they gave you Mac.
It was all dented up. Yeah,
yeah, they gave you Mac. You got Mike McNamara.
You have Mike McNamara, and he comes in with another guy.
McIntosh, sorry.
And they're doing all the protocol that Amazon says, where they take it out of the box, they check it, everything, they put the stand on, they put it up there, and they got to get blue screen. And so they come in, and the guy's super cool and a very nice man, and I'm having a nice conversation with him. And I'm not, I'm not stressing about things that you don't stress about because the television's here. It's great.
Right.
And I know I've been dealing with this since 8 o'clock, and would I have liked it to be there early? Yeah, but no big deal. And so he gets it, and he puts the little stand together. It goes up there. Carl is hemming and hawing because it's too big.
Oh, boy.
Carl is hemming and going, and I'm looking at her going, come on. We just got to move that little shelf up.
What's too big? What's it bumping into?
It's bumping into a little ghost shelf that we have where the TV was.
The one that the handyman came and hung up?
No, I actually hung it up.
You hung it up. Oh, then you can hang it.
The handyman took the old one down.
Yeah, I hung up a little ghost shelf.
Easy peasy. I can fix that.
No, lemon squeeze.
I'm not my wife. I'm not my wife, and she's kind of going, oh, there it is. And I'm getting excited. I'm like, look at that. You know what? The best way I can give the analogy is the father when he gets the leg in A Christmas Story.
Yes.
You know?
Isn't it beautiful?
And look at it. It's beautiful. It's
fragile.
If you could only see it from out here. So their job, and I've read this on the Amazon website, is to set it up, get blue screen, and then you hook your components into it, and I'm good to go.
So blue screen meaning it just has to fire up and give you like...
Just has to fire up the TV.
Okay. No dead pixels.
Right. No dead pixels. So he plugs it in, they fire it up, and I look, and it looks like someone has spilled a set of paints on the other side of the glass where it's split, and there are colors it really looks like almost paint has gathered at the bottom of the set, and the guy says, "Whip! That's not a good one." And the TV's broken. The TV's...
Mike, that's a bad word. That's what the TV is.
The TV is...
So did they take it away, or is it still in the house?
Called... This is 7:30. I started this process at... and the box wasn't damaged. They're big about that. The box damaged. First thing the guy says, "You'll notice the box wasn't damaged." I said, yeah, okay.
Well, because now it's on... Then,
if he had said that to me, I'd walk right over and stamp on the box and say, "Look at this box; it's damaged."
I could not have been nicer to this guy until he asked one particular question.
Oh no!
We're staring at this for what seemed like 20 minutes, but it was more like two.
Sure,
we're looking at it, and he turns to me and says, "Well, what do you want to do?" And I looked right at him, and I said, I looked at him with almost foam coming out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, let's keep it. I was so pissed off.
Can't you just get a win?
I just wanted to win.
One in the W column.
I just wanted to win.
That is wrong.
Oscar Hemera, Michael O'Mara, Christmas came early. So I looked at it and goes, Yeah. That's right. He said, "Well, you're going to need to refuse delivery." I said, "Oh, I can handle that."
Yeah.
Refused. He went into, it's like.
And how do we go about doing that, good sir?
They don't want to take it back.
They don't want to deal with it.
But once again, they're trying to make the fact that you got a broken TV inconvenient to you. He's like, you know what it is? It's broken. Well, you're going to have to refuse delivery. We got to start that process.
I looked at him and I said, of course I'm going to refuse. So he said, yeah, well, of course you are. Carlos, unscrew the bottom. And so he brought in Carlos was the second truck.
Yeah.
The second car.
I will have to get my screwdriver or something.
He said, sign here and then put damage screen here. I'm like, okay, thank you. And I gave him a tip because they don't bet on the horses yet. And then Carla goes into the dance of, here's who you need to call. This is what you need to do. And I call the Amazon Wonder Workers that are so incredibly, and really, I swear to God, this is not a commercial for Amazon, but I have to tell you, I call them and he says, you know, all the guy in his training with his accent is Mike, I would feel the exact same way if I was you. Yep. I would understand exactly what I'm going through. And Amazon gave me a big, fat credit, whether I buy or replace the TV with them or not. And at that point, to Mrs. O'Mara's incredible delight,
yes,
I said, we're keeping the old one.
What?
We are keeping the old
one. You didn't want to go to that BS again.
Not a chance. Not a chance. Not for 10 more diagonal inches. No. Not going to ever happen again. I will keep that until it grows mold.
You got a big fat credit. You got the big fat credit, though.
That's strong.
Yeah, Mike, I got $150 credit from Amazon.
As someone who prides himself
for the
on
hassle, which big is, win, I big think, win.
On his ability
big
to win. Do what I do.
They're an incredible company. They really are.
You played it exactly right. Good job. Right. That is
thank you.
Fine. You don't do much better than that.
Well, no, other than, dropping dead of a pulmonary embolism, I think I'm doing A-okay. We'll take a little break, but...
hey, but yes. I talked to your doctor, Mike. If you die on the table, $150 credit.
DGH. We'll take a break, come back. I want to get finally Oscar's world.
Yes.
And find out what this young man has been up to with flooring and... meeting with people and doing everything and wearing sport coats. We'll have Oscar's world when we come back on the Mike O'Mara.
Hello and welcome to The Finer Things. I'm your host, Roger Caucasian. In this episode, I'd like to heartily endorse the Mike O'Mara bonus show. In the vast intellectual wasteland of podcasting, the Mike O'Mara bonus show is a rare example of refined and sophisticated humor. Excuse me. Its subtle, understated comedy comes from clever wordplay, thoughtful analysis of political and social trends, so sorry, and above all, never, ever stooping to the quote-unquote cheap laugh. My apologies. The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Subscribe at MikeO'MaraShow.com. This has been The Finer Things.
Special thanks
back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody, brought to you by Sherry's Berries. Rob, what do you love about Sherry's Berries?
The fact about Sherry's Berries is that it is the easiest way to give a great Christmas gift. Everybody loves them. They are huge, fresh, juicy strawberries, decadent, dipped in chocolate, dark chocolate, white chocolate, swizzles, nuts, chips. But here's what I love. You get to pick the day they're delivered. It doesn't have to be Christmas Day. Doesn't have to be Christmas Eve. You can get them ahead of the rush, look like a pro gift giver.
Oh, yeah.
When I was cleaning the berries up off the floor that I dropped yesterday when I was trying to eat an extra one, I could have let them stay on the floor. You know, it was really more than the five-second rule. It was more like the hour-long show rule, but I ate two of them.
Yes!
From the floor.
Yes!
Where my dogs have been, if you know what I mean, I still ate
they're
them because
that
they were
good.
And you know,
they're that good.
They're so pretty, you could have left them on the floor and people would say, that is a gorgeous ottoman.
Sherry's Berries, more than just berries, they've added amazing new seasonal treats too. Head on over to Berries, BERRIES.com. Skip the crowds, the lines, and the parking wars, and send a gift they'll love, delivered on the date you choose, guaranteed. There's only one way to get this amazing $19.99 Sherry's Berries deal and help support our show. Just visit BERRIES.com and click the microphone at the top right-hand corner, then type in TMOS. Sherry's Berries has something for everyone and every taste. Go to Berries.com, click on the microphone, and type in TMOS. Get your 30% savings for $19.99 and doppel your berries. Double them for
$10 are the best.
More. Boo. All right. I've been meaning to do this for like 2 weeks to talk to Oscar about
Oscar's
world.
Frankly, I need to know if his house is still standing. We haven't heard anything forever.
Last thing I know, you were putting flooring down yourself? Are you doing your floors?
Yes, Mike. It didn't really work out with the chimney, or it didn't really work out with the wall.
When you say it didn't work out, you're not tearing your chimney down anymore, or what?
There are two huge holes in the chimney.
Well, yeah, one at the top and one at the bottom.
No, ones that were man-made by me top. And when I realized it was just going to be, I need this really out of my scope, I stopped tearing it down, right?
All right, your chimney. Yes. Let me just make myself clear.
At the very
clear.
Top.
At the top of your house, you have the chimney. Is there an access point, or is it drywalled over in the inside of that? Do you have a fireplace?
Yes, it's exposed, but at the top, it's exposed to the elements like any other home. It's in the middle of the house.
Did you understand that, Rob?
No,
I didn't.
No.
Can
you try it again?
This is where. Let me try again.
Yes.
You went up to your roof.
Yes.
And started tearing down your chimney.
Yes.
So you
one
did
brick
some
at a
damage
time
up there.
Yes.
When you go into your home, are there any fireplaces or wood stoves, or is there any point where that chimney, where the brick is exposed?
All the way down on both floors.
So you can see the chimney through the house?
Through the house.
Okay,
Mike, because I don't think you understand, the chimney for the house is not on the side of the home, because I'm in the townhome. It's in the middle of the home.
Is the chimney, this is what I'm trying to get at.
Yes.
Is the chimney used for fireplaces, or is it used for something else, like ventilation or what? Do you have fireplaces in the middle of the house?
Yeah, there's just one fireplace.
Okay.
And
in the middle of your home.
In the middle of my home.
Which is typical of a house of his age, because that would have been the primary heating system.
That's the centerpiece.
Yes.
Where you heat. And it's exposed? I mean, you've got a fireplace there? Or
it's not bricked over.
Right.
There's a fireplace. But do not use we don't use the fireplace because there's infrastructure issues within the actual fireplace.
Were you warned about that when you bought the place?
Yes.
You need to call an expert.
The chimney sweep is here. The chimney sweep is here. A step in time.
Gonna make Oscar's house fall.
You know why?
Oh my God.
You have to rely on the experts.
Well, that's what they said. You probably got to call Chimney Sweep.
So Dick Van Dyke runs over. You could do what I did in Manassas. I got what's called an insert. That's the big thing they do.
Oh
nowadays,
yeah, but you turned it into a practical fireplace. I remember.
Yeah, they just intercourse like a big aluminum tube up there,
mm-hmm.
and then you're good to go. They don't have to like rebuild them
sexy
anymore. It's a sexy process.
I got a quote for $5,000. So that's not going to work these days.
Yeah,
we're going to be okay.
Much.
We're going to be okay.
Much money, right.
So as far as the house is concerned, all the heavy construction projects that I wanted to take on my own, I realized were completely out of my depth.
How many did you start that you never finished?
Four.
Were you tearing the chimney down because the thought was you were going to tear it out of the house in entirety to have more space?
I wanted the open concept, Mike, just like they have on HGTV.
You know, I know you're not a construction guy, but you're a smart guy, and that is just so misguided. You know, because I would think you know, this house was built around the chimney. It's not just something that you eliminate
I would
structurally.
Say it would be more load-bearing than what they call a load-bearing wall.
Because probably based on the age of the house.
I would think they would have built the chimney and then attached the house to the chimney.
I don't know about that. I'm not sure about that.
It's like the vertebrae for a human.
It might be easier to remove the house and keep the chimney.
How many olden houses do you see where there's been like a forest fire and you go and see the foundation and the chimney?
That's it. That's all that's left, right? In the woods.
And
that's all that's left.
Also, I one time did see this was great. It was like a cartoon. It was a still smoking house that had burned to the ground. The chimney was there, and there was a pipe holding up a second floor bathtub.
So did anybody come to you finally and say, you can't do this?
Stop this nonsense.
Stop the insanity. Like
if you
want to
get it done right, it's out of my price range, right?
Yeah, okay.
It's out of my price. And if I want to do anything really, really specific to the house, I'm going to have to wait to be in the house for a year and then look into a low interest line of credit in order to renovate
almost
the house.
Like a reverse mortgage.
Like that's what I got.
You're dealing with a size of a home where you have to be kind of careful what you tackle financially because you're not going to get the bang out of it that you might want to get.
Yes, right? Because ideally you don't want to spend more money than you're going to make back when you sell the home, right?
Sure. Yes, ideally you never want to lose money.
On flip and flop.
Also, the idea of losing money probably came up in your business classes.
Yes, right. So you don't want to do that.
Oh, let me just interject, though. Yes. The only thing they have at the Bone Doctor's office are HGTV shows. And so there's a couple in there, and we're watching that he said, she said couple that, you know, the lady that's the brunette and the good-looking guy.
Yes.
They're down in Texas, mm-hmm. And they're really popular.
Oh, that's,
remember, and they got in trouble because they go to a certain church. Right? Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Well, I remember because there was a story that was on the entertainment sites about the fact that they were catching heat because they go to a fundamentalist church that's, preached some anti-gay rhetoric.
Yes.
And so I'm like, Mr. Rag, I've been in there for 40 minutes, and I hear this couple talking and go, yeah, they're very popular. They're doing very well, but they got in trouble recently. They were, I'm not sure what it was, but there was something going on, and I look over there, I swear to God, I go, they're anti-gay.
That's not the case, though.
I know it's not, but I just felt like saying it.
Fixer Upper is the show.
Yeah, Fixer Upper. Yeah.
Waco, Texas.
The American Nazi Fixer Upper show.
By the way, the lady on today's episode, as I was watching in the doctor's office, picked the most just delightful, charming little 1930s West Texas home.
Oh, I bet it was a panic.
It was lovely.
Well, it's also heartbreaking for us that live on either coast because the pricing of the homes in Waco, Texas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You could get like a 6,000 square foot home for $150,000.
Well, I mean, if you go to where my father-in-law, when he lived in Gilmore City, Iowa, actual quote, he says, I want you to see the nicest house in town. He said it costs $50,000, but they don't act like they have a $50,000 house.
Right.
They're like us.
Yeah, but I've seen some of those homes, and they have that one, you know, that one stipulation.
What's that?
They're in Gilmore City, Iowa.
That's true. How dare you?
How are you?
Close to lumberyard.
Look what happened to my father-in-law. He lived there, and it killed him.
I know. What a drag.
Watch Fixer Upper and Flip and Flop, and you start getting inspired that you can take on these projects,
but
right?
But you can't.
You can't. And don't try it because it'll cost you more money. I'm going to go down because we did a budget, Shannon and I, of like what we've done to the house and
right?
what it's cost us.
Oh, and please don't put a price on your time because then you're totally screwed.
It has nothing
to do
with
time. By the
way,
Oscar, do you know what, Rob? Every time a relative dives, you know what Rob hears in his head?
What?
It's a new Corvette!
Is that loud enough? Hi, Rob. Hi, this is Aunt Ginny from South Carolina. We had another relative die.
It's a new Corvette!
He only wishes.
I remember the call. I got a call from my mom, and she said, Aunt Myra is not well. I said, does she still have the Cadillac?
That'll never happen to me because I don't have wealthy relatives, right?
Your brothers and sisters.
Well, no, but that's different. This
no, it's okay if you don't have a wealthy relative, then you end up driving a box.
This is generational, but I had, while I was in business school, I had, one of my colleagues that his
sounds like he might be getting your car.
His great uncle passed away and left two of his cars to his teenage sons, like in the will, right?
Right, yeah.
And he's beat up about it because he doesn't want his sons to drive these cars. And I was like, and I'm younger, and I thought he was being a big stiff. And I said, dude, what's your problem? That's like the coolest thing you could ever do, right?
Yeah, right.
They're Porsche 911s.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Wow.
His kids were given these cars, and they're both 16.
Oh, my God.
That is a great deal.
Hey. No, it's not a great
and
deal.
Easy to insure.
You got
to
tell.
The primary driver is a 16-year-old for a Porsche.
All right, we got to
You know what he ended up doing? He ended up selling the cars and not telling his kids.
Really?
That's it. Well, put him in a college fund.
That's cold. Anyway, we're going
to
take a break.
To
I guess it was the smart thing. I hate doing the smart thing. How about that TV? Gave it back.
Yeah, and you ended up $150 richer.
You're up, Mike.
Mikey wins. Mikey's the big winner.
You're up.
And my wife is thrilled to death. And isn't that what it's all about?
It'll last.
All right, we're going to take a break and come back with more of Oscar's home troubles when we return on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Hi.
You know, it's the most wonderful time of the year, but it's also one of the busiest. Luckily, one of the most important holiday traditions doesn't take much time at all. We would like you to subscribe, renew, or give the TMOS bonus package. Each week, we record a sixth episode of the show. It's uncensored, commercial-free, and it can be yours if you subscribe to the TMOS bonus package. And boys, I know you're excited because this year, there's something special coming if you order the bonus package. Am I right, Rob Spiewak? Am I right?
Me.
That's right. You'll receive the soon-to-be classic holiday album, Have an Oh Merry Christmas. Did you come up with that name, Oscar? I'm just curious.
I did, but more importantly, Mike, help keep TMOS a no-kill shelter.
Thank you. All of your favorite holiday songs sung by all your TMOS buddies, and the only way to get it.
How do you get it, Mike?
You buy the TMOS bonus package.
That's
it's
right.
All waiting for you at MikeOMaraShow.com. Look for the banner marked TMOS bonus package, and you'll get the holiday album. Here's a clip now.
What a life it would have been if Daddy had only seen.
It's Ashley.
You all right, Mike?
Oh, you want to hear that one again?
Just give it to me. I'm not sure
it made it down the line. So yeah, here's Ashley.
What a life it would have been if Daddy had only seen.
Okay. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
And many others.
Brought to you by Distilled. We haven't pressed the final cut yet, have we?
No, nor have we sequenced the tracks. We're still in production.
Thank you. If you're skipping your car payment to buy a new pair of pants, you're probably paying too much for your jeans. The struggle is real. You don't want a bargain bin denim that's going to fall apart, but the really good pairs of jeans cost hundreds of dollars until now. Distilled, spelled D-S-T-L-D, has revolutionized the fashion industry by creating timeless, luxury-grade denim, so you get jeans that would cost hundreds of dollars, starting at just $75. Distilled, D-S-T-L-D, eliminates excessive markups by refusing to work with middlemen. They ship directly to you. They're fantastic. Oscar loves his Distilled jeans.
Have them on right now.
Let's get a little model.
Nice. Okay.
All right. Very good. There they are. Men's and women's denim and leather jackets are also available with the same superior quality, and they're fantastic. Effortless style, the same as Distilled jeans. You'll love them. Just go to distilled.com/TMOS right now and get $10 off your first order. That's DSTLD.com/TMOS for $10 off right now. Five easy letters, DSTLD.com/TMOS. Well, we're back. And, is there a timing thing? Is that what it was? Or
There's a lot of things at play.
Okay, very good. Thank you. I was very surprised.
It was a great session.
That's good. That's good. Welcome back to the show. Are you guys hearing me all right today? Just checking.
We're hearing you great. Yeah. Mike, I just sent you a video of our last project that we completed at the Santana household. I sent it to Rob as well.
Oh, cool. I wanted to ask you a question as we get back into this. When you jumped feet first into this house purchase.
1840s home.
You had a lot of things that you were excited about that you were going to, you saw a lot of, potential.
Yes.
In the house.
Yes.
And you jumped in with both feet and you bought the house. Any of the things that you were excited about pre-purchase, is there any excitement left on any of those facets?
I'm dead inside.
Dead inside. Okay.
That
makes so much sense.
The reason why we had to continue down this road, and as far as grouting tile and learning how to do certain, I guess, simple Simon work when you're trying to update your home.
Sure, simple Simon.
Is it's just that's all we could do because you know me. I want to be able to learn as much as I can, but I also know that there's a price on our time, and I also know that there's some danger involved in certain places.
And I admire you for doing that, but let me just say this. I also think that you tend to think this is where the inner DJ in you comes out, mm-hmm. where, yes, you want to tackle these projects, but we all have this problem. There's a patience factor with people that do what we do for a living.
Yes. Yeah.
You want it done, and you want it done an hour ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you dive in sometimes without necessarily thinking about the long-term ramifications.
Totally. And that was a hard lesson to learn, especially if you think about when we rip the boilers out, the radiators out.
DJs don't read manuals, Mike.
Yes.
They don't do it.
We rip the radiators out when that was probably the most important piece to our infrastructure in our home. And We lost money because I had to put new ones in, right?
I think
right.
You got a text.
Mike, you got a text.
All right, let me look at it because this is the one that he sent me.
It's a thrilling video of Shannon.
What
is she
beautiful
grouting floor?
Flooring, Oscar.
Yes.
And so the
That's
thing about
beautiful.
It is when you have so little flooring to replace, it doesn't cost very much.
No.
Just about what, 200 square feet total?
Oh, maybe, if not even, 50 square feet.
Six pieces of flooring and you're done.
Yes.
I'm watching a video currently of the future Mrs. Santana, mm-hmm. who's
and that,
who's
by the way, is still up in the air.
She's applying grout and
to the tile
it just
that we laid.
The fact I could watch Shannon.
Be very,
all right, settle down.
Be very, very Go careful. On. It's the holidays.
I could watch Shannon do any project. this is just
I hear you.
Nicely
she's
done.
So delicate.
So
she's
we do this bit where we call each other flip or flop because on the HD.
You guys are studs. You guys do it. You're doing.
Hey, and
you're
that's a pun
tile.
Too.
You're laying tile together.
Yeah.
That's just incredible.
Tile.
Hey, how
that's
about this?
Incredible.
How about a home repair podcast on the More Network?
Santana on the house.
Oscar, are
no,
you cutting the tile? Are you cutting the tile to go
yeah.
around the corners?
We're doing everything, man.
Did you Did you just go to YouTube and check out how
on
to
YouTube,
do it?
YouTube, got a tile cutter, and then started laying everything down.
Tile cutter. Are you impressed by this, Mr.
I am,
Spiewak?
I am, but also the thing is that the thing that impresses me is not the fact that he did it. It's the fact that he has the guts to jump in and do it because yeah. I wouldn't even attempt it.
It's hard work to
it
do.
It is hard work. It's skill
amazing.
Work and it's artwork.
And it's hard work to do, and she still manages to keep her hair in that
careful
neat little ponytail. I'm sorry.
Stop it.
All right. I'm sorry.
Did he send you the second video about the walls?
No.
No. Well, the audio on this is actually pretty good. Okay. Oh, wait. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. You just shoehorned that into the show.
16.
For Christ's sake.
16 days for Christmas shopping. Only got 16
so impressed.
Hi there.
Hi.
How about Christmas? Have you done your shopping? You better
Man,
get busy.
I want to come visit in a couple of years when I come up there next.
Yeah, just so long as she keeps her hair in that ponytail.
Wow. It's fantastic. Yeah.
I'd really love to come and see your hair, see your house.
Your cleavage.
Yeah. To be honest with you, I asked my bird to clean out a refrigerator, and the other day I came back, driving back in the driveway, and I see the house cleaners doing it. And I'm like, oh, I just paid them a little extra. I said, okay, living the dream. All right. Thank you. Appreciate that. There you go. If she's not here right now, I would call her in here right now and go, look at Shannon putting tile down in her own house.
That's right.
So impressive.
Yes, Mike, if you like, I can send you a video of Carrie napping. She learned how to do that on YouTube.
Oh, different strokes for different. Oh, my God. Maybe.
Going to have a different stroke.
Rob?
Yes.
Rob, maybe the pep talks, maybe we need to reevaluate.
Mike, I believe the horse is out of the stable.
I don't think
there's any correcting this. You cannot unring a bell.
And by the way, I have to consider the fact that also my lovely lady, technically there are mornings where she deals with, and it's been, I've had an exorcist here. She actually deals with a demon.
Oh, really?
His name is Michael Williams. And today it was full-fledged.
Really?
I come in because I got to go to that doctor thing. I'm in here at 6. I come in at 6:05. I'm in the studio. I'm in the studio at 6:05 this morning, and I'm doing the show prep. And I hear in the back room, it's like, she's giving him a bath. I said, "What are you doing? Are you? What are you giving him, a hydrochloric acid bath? What's going on in there, for God's sake?" So,
can you keep the waterboarding quiet? I'm doing show prep.
How am I supposed to put my shtick on paper?
But you know what?
Hear this kid going crazy.
But no matter how crazy he went, Carrie would have slept through it. Promise. Guaranteed.
One more look at that. I love that. I love your color of tile, too. That's that kind of wood floor / tile
yes.
thing that you're putting
yes.
down.
I love the very color of the hair tie. Really complimentary.
Very, very contemporary. Is she doing the grouting exclusively, or are you
No,
doing
we
it
were
too?
Both taking turns trying to see what the best technique was, because YouTube would give you different instructions. So we said, oh, we'll try both of them.
Are and you happy with the results?
Yeah,
so
it took
far?
The weekend, and anybody that comes over can't believe we actually did it. So
it's got to be. I mean, that's where having a really small house, though, because they are small enough projects where they're doable.
Yeah, 25 tiles.
So do you love your new floor?
Oh,
And where did you put the new floor?
The rest of the house sucks. but that little kitchen rules.
Oh, so you tiled the kitchen.
Yes.
I bet it actually, you know what? Having seen secretly acquired photos of your kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
That tile probably, it really helps it. It makes
absolutely.
It look brighter
we
and cleaner.
We used to hate going in there because it had tile that was probably laid in 1950.
Yeah.
And
dark.
Yeah, over
looking.
Other flooring. And we said, we got to do something about this. And this is the one we could great. Actually get done.
I think that's cool. That's so awesome. Everything, you know, what's the next?
It's coming
next
together,
the,
Mike. It's coming
any,
together.
Any other projects
the next
before
project,
the end of the year?
Before the end of the year.
Will there be a Christmas tree?
There is one up already.
Really?
That's one that's up and moving. We're good to go.
Wow.
Fake. You know, I go fake. I don't deal
well,
with that.
Well, with me,
real.
It's just a question of, you know, moving day next Friday. Got to get out of Dodge. And
yes.
Got to make sure. I'll have the fight with Oscar, the annual fight of what do I have to take and what don't I have to take, you know, as
oh,
far as
equipment-wise.
Going up north. Yeah, because I'm going through the airport.
Because a lot of people were thinking that, you know, he would be asking about clothes.
No, not at all.
Do
at
I
all.
Have to bring
fine.
A jacket?
Do I need a no. tuxedo?
Mike,
do I need it?
Mike's dinner jacket.
I'm so excited. Can I gush for a
yes,
second
yes,
here?
Yes.
Because you guys saw this on Facebook. But I will tell you, yesterday, got the notice from my daughter that she's down at the University of Mary Washington, and she got the lead in Steel Magnolias as Shelby,
woo!
Playing the Julia Roberts character. And I am just so... she.
That was awesome.
She knew about the schedule of productions they were going to do, I think, back in August, and she knew this one was on the docket. And she said, Dad, I got one in the fall that I'm auditioning for, but I really am looking to the winter production that we're going to do of Steel Man. That's the one I've always wanted. I've wanted to do Shelby. She memorizes these parts before she reads, and she goes in on auditions, and she's gotten two roles because of it.
So she's
she
off
is
book
really,
on audition.
She's probably not totally off book, but she definitely knows enough of it
wow,
where she can audition
great,
well.
Great advantage.
And she got it, and I just, oh God, she knows. You know, I'm the first. I'm not always the first person in this broken home that she calls. But when it comes to performance art, and you know, we're doing things like that, I'm the first one she calls.
That's
and it
awesome.
Is the
your wheelhouse.
Coolest thing to go through because she knows how excited I get for her, and I'm gushing about it. And she's going to be with us up in the Great White North, you know, right before Christmas. And I'm just thrilled. I'm just really excited. It's kind of a cool.
Congratulations.
Day. Yesterday was a day where you could have dropped 20 TV sets and it wouldn't have mattered that much to me because I was cool with it. I just am so proud of her. She is such a, she has a computer chip in her that is that fearless computer chip, which I think you really, really need to be a great actress.
Yeah.
And she has it and I didn't have it. And even though I did live theater in college, you know, Rob, what I'm talking about when you have to have that kind of just throw yourself into it.
There's nothing harder. There's nothing harder.
Really proud of her. Really, really
and
proud
that
of
attitude
her.
Is tough. Like the I don't give any f**ks attitude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, excuse my language. But you know what I mean? Like you have to have balls, cojones, to get up there and just do it and keep on
just
doing it.
It was really something where, you know, you want to talk about living vicariously through your kids. I'm not a stage dad, so I never was like back there putting her in a
well, you're not
going to
put her
TV.
Through what your parents put you through.
Oh, Mom, he didn't mean it. Mom, I know you're watching the show today. He didn't mean that. He did, you know, by the way,
The whole Captain Hook thing.
Yes.
Rob gave me this great turntable, and I have plunged into this nirvana of vinyl that is just our dear friend Cappy sent me some John Coltrane that I was listening to last
good
night.
Good stuff.
I am listening to this vinyl. It is a, I guess I read yesterday that sales of vinyl actually eclipsed digital downloads.
For the first time since digital downloads took over. This is the first time it's ever happened. And I credit you.
that's because I'm doing it. It is such a cool experience to sit there for about an hour and a half in the afternoon, right before dinner, pop it on and just listen to an actual record. I've been gushing to Rob online about
it. He wrote
it
me the cutest text. I want to read this.
Tony and I are so anti this.
He says, I even enjoy the scratching sound at the end of the album when you have to flip it over. I S you not. Yeah, that inner groove.
Oh.
And it's,
do you even know what he's talking about?
Yes.
Oscar?
I grew up with a record player. Okay. I remember I had to go.
You're not that young.
I was terrified.
And all of his dad's Carmen Miranda albums.
I was the remote. Oscarito, go change the track, and I'd sit there and count the grooves like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, okay, and then boom, and then if I scratch it, my mom or dad would yell at me.
Yeah,
when I
dropped the
it.
Needle.
this the best part, and this is no slight of anybody that's been sending me some records. It's been really, really cool. But I've actually gone now to two antique stores, to the vinyl bins,
and gone through it.
And I'm grabbing these Christmas anthology records, and they are in amazing condition. And I'm listening
because
to
they
Christmas.
Were all bought by old people that use them for 4 hours a year.
That's it.
Yeah.
Dust them off.
And they're incredible, and they're not damaged at all. And then you hear these obscure Christmas cuts that you would not hear before. It's been, I don't know, I'm connecting to people that have gone before me and my family, and it is getting me through this this difficult holiday with losing my mom. It is so nostalgic. It's just this, it's been a blast.
I don't want to ruin it, but I was just talking to Oscar. Oscar says you have to take the turntable to Maine.
Oh no! You do. How are you not going to enjoy Christmas without the turntable?
We, Carla, believe it or not, when she talks to me about overspending, Carla is already making plans to pick one up at an antique store up in Maine where they have old turntables.
Nice
up there. They actually have a lot of them. Yeah, it's Maine.
Yeah, okay. Make sure it spins
20 years. Okay,
make sure it spins 33 times, not 78.
Yeah, I know. All right, that's it. Happy holidays. We'll take a break and then come back with news you may not need. You are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show.
When I say suds, my wife says,
"I didn't put that much detergent in laundry."
No, not that kind of suds. Real suds. Suds that come from a good beer. The type of beer that we talk about on the TMOS Beer Enthusiast Club. Hey, why don't you go to Facebook.com today? Search on TMOS Beer Enthusiast Club and join a group of people that love suds. Whether it's lager, stout, hefeweizen, ale, or maybe a fancy saison. It doesn't matter. Join the TMOS Beer Enthusiast Club today and talk to people who not only love TMOS, but love their beer.
Marcus Serna.
Hey, do you want a fancy saison?
The type of delivery that sounds like he's always walking under a bridge. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. No, I love him. You know
what?
I love him. I love him. No, I mean, it's just, welcome back to
Hey, what is that, a lager?
Okay,
here I am. Don't let him know I'm under here.
I
can turn straw into gold if you can guess my name.
You guys are dicks.
To the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, Loot Crate. We want to tell you all about Loot Crate. I know you guys know a lot about Loot Crate. I love Loot Crate. I love the stuff I got. Pony would love Loot Crate because it's got anime stuff.
Yes.
Let me tell you what Loot Crate is all about. Every month, they will send you a box of cool loot or send that special someone in your world a box that has cool loot that any geek would love. Do you know a geek? You know a geek.
Sure.
Let me tell you. They got stuff like t-shirts, gear, collectibles, and they're based on themes they love like anime, Pony Boy.
Pony.
Gaming and any more. I'm going to get one for Pony with an extra small t-shirt. Stuff from top franchises like Marvel, Batman, Harry Potter, Fallout, and more. It's like a new present every month. Plus, Loot Crate is offering our listeners special savings on 3, 6, and 12-month subscriptions. You can't beat that, baby. We love Loot Crate. Each month's theme features a mix of the best in gaming and pop culture. Stuff valued at twice what it costs in every single crate. Ready to make everyone jealous with your incredible gift-giving superpowers? Go to lootcrate.com/TMOS and take advantage of special savings on 3, 6, and 12-month subscriptions right now. That's lootcrate.com/TMOS for this special offer. lootcrate.com/TMOS, everybody.
News.
Mick Jagger is a father again.
It's crazy.
Oh, my God. He's got 12 kids now?
Yes. He's 73 years old, and he has how many? Let me see.
I know he has
nine or 12.
Yeah, he has a great grandkid, even.
His 29-year-old girlfriend, Melanie Hamrick, gave birth to a baby boy yesterday. There's no word on the kid's name. Melanie is a professional ballerina. Mick.
Naturally.
And they've been together since 2014. They released a statement saying, quote, "Mick was at the hospital for the arrival. Mother and baby are doing well, and we request that the media respect their privacy." Mick has seven other kids, Oscar.
Seven.
Ranging in age from 17 to 45. I have to be careful how much I laugh at this. But,
one of them was in the show Vinyl, remember?
Right.
He played the lead singer of that band.
By the way, just to give you a little perspective on this, a 57-year-old with a 3-year-old son, there are already, even at my age, some people that consider it gross. You have to be very self-aware. You know, when you're like, I have a three-year-old, and you have women that kind of go... Anyway, he also has five grandchildren and a great-grandchild who is more than 2.5 years older than his new baby.
Wow. So your granduncle is younger than you.
Why were you looking at me like that, Carla?
Hold on. You know, the show streams live now, Mike.
Yeah, I know. Oh, really? Okay. That might have been. I'm all right.
She was listening live.
What? Remember how happy she was that you sent the TV back?
Remember?
Let's cash in on that.
Yeah. 2016 has now claimed a beloved American astronaut. John Glenn died yesterday at 95. 2016
Glenn.
Continues. Yeah. 1962, he became the first American to orbit the Earth, and he did it three times. He was also the fifth person overall to travel in space. Really, as American heroes go, there is no greater
the
hero
right
than
stuff,
John
Mike.
Glenn.
An amazing
Absolutely
one.
The right. Mm-hmm. And he was the right stuff out of all the right stuff guys.
Yeah. You know, top of the heap.
Before joining NASA, he was a fighter pilot in both World War II and Korea. And after his space career, he served as a U.S. senator from Ohio. He was a Democrat, and he held his seat for 25 years from 74 to 1999. A different time, people.
Mm. Yep, you bet.
A much different time. Judge Reinhold, oh my God, I was thinking of him just the other day watching Fast Times. He got arrested for freaking out on airport security at Love Field in Dallas after they chose him for a more detailed screening. His attorney says his bag...
Hamilton.
Oh, God. I saw the video of this. His attorney says his bag set off an alarm, but he'd already passed through a scanner, so he didn't think he needed to be searched again. They offered to take him to a private room, but he refused. Sources say he took off his shirt and started cursing. He was handcuffed by Dallas police and taken to jail, where he was booked for disorderly conduct, and that means he'll just pay a fine. I guess there was nothing in his bag. He just didn't want to be violated that way.
He was a pain.
They showed a video of him going into the jail, and he actually turned to the news cameras, and it was just like Hamilton. He said, thanks for the exposure, guys. Appreciate it. Glad you're here. It was so Hamilton when he did that. You got to see the video. It's
was he wearing the Captain Hook seafood outfit?
No, but he was right in front of a mirror that said, eat big, hairy. All right. Anyway, moving right along. It's the eternal question, real Christmas tree or fake? Well, Neil Patrick Harris is all about the real thing.
Really?
Just thought I'd pause for effect there.
Yeah.
He wants you to be, too. Not because he's all sappy and sentimental, but because he thinks it's the right thing to do. He was approached by a campaign called It's Christmas, Keep It Real, and they set him straight. Quote, I was under the assumption that having a real tree was somehow harmful to the environment, yet the opposite is true. For trees in America, for everyone that is cut down, farmers plant three more. And when the plastic artificial trees that are dumped in landfills, they're there for 1,000 years. So, I didn't really think of it that way, but he did. He said, quote, I love the real tree idea. I love the holidays with kids now. We're real big fans of cookies and fires and smells, and nothing says that more than a real tree. So apparently when they cut down one, they plant three, and everybody
says he's in the pocket of big tree now. What he's not mentioning...
Your people.
Formerly my people. It's right.
Big tree.
I was big. No, we were not. We answered to big tree. We were just we were just an udder on big tree. That's all. But now udder. it's financially not feasible to buy tree anymore.
Rob's family sold Christmas trees
for many, many years. But now
if you really look at the Spiewaks overall, they're gypsies.
They're total gypsies.
Furniture gypsies.
And besides it's the
vegetables.
It's my mom's side, the Stalkums. The Spiewaks were mostly teachers.
Christmas trees, corn.
Yeah, coal.
Ice.
Hey, Rob, drive the truck up to Pennsylvania. Cut this tree down for $5. Sell it for $19.95.
We're going to go up to Musser Forest and get ourselves some trees.
Have a carny Christmas. There you go. Yeah. Good stuff.
Coca-Cola isn't exactly a go-to drink when you're eating at a super fancy fresh restaurant or a place that serves things like bone marrow flan and organic foam.
Remember him? Bone marrow flan.
Apparently, Coke wants to be. They want to be the fancy drink, too. They've been running a viral ad campaign where they pay bloggers and Instagrammers to post photos and stories about pairing Coke products with foodie things like steak, lobster, sushi, paella. Let me see. Diet Coke with sushi?
Yes.
Yeah.
Lobster? Yes. Steak? Yes. Paella? Yes. I've enjoyed a nice Diet Coke.
Well, I love Coca-Cola products are my favorite. I love Coca-Cola.
Inca Kola, my favorite.
Oh, it's the blonde cola.
Inca Kola. They say their hope is to broaden their reach from being associated mainly with fast food and cookouts, especially since Coke sales are down 14% and Diet Coke down 29% over the past decade.
Do you think the renaissance of vinyl will bring back lines of cocaine?
Yeah, on the record.
Yeah. Look in those jackets, Mike, before you pull out the platter. Yeah.
This is the 45th time I've listened to Side B.
I'm going to play it at 45 RPM.
There we go. Yeah. And now boys, something for you. A Nepalese woman believed to be the country's oldest at 112 years revealed a surprising fact about her life. She has been smoking, hold the thoughts to yourself, for 95 of her 112 years. Batuli Limachani of Nuwakot is indeed 112, according to her ID, but local residents said she could be as old as 114. Limachani attributes her longevity to keeping active. Here is her quote. "You will probably die earlier. People of this modern age have too much stress, and those who do not work or are idle in their old age won't live long. But if you study a lot and work hard, you'll live a long life. Be happy."
It's nice.
It's the opposite of my philosophy. Which
I know. You might want to re-examine, but I think it's nice.
The super centenarian also shared a surprising fact about her life. She's had a daily pack and a half habit for 95 years.
Wow.
One other quote to tell the people of the United States. She said, "Tell them all about me and say hi to my friend Pony Boy." Wait until the end. We were all thinking it. I just thought I'd put it in there. We'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault, Rob Spiewak, and the Mike Gomez Show.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Hey. Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Remember when you used to listen to the radio? I mean, you used to like to listen to the radio. You liked the songs. You liked the disc jockeys. You liked hearing stuff on the radio. Those days are gone, right? Wrong. Because Rob Radio is back. It's radio the way you remember it. And you can listen this Saturday morning and every Saturday morning on The Wave in Ocean City. And if you're not in Ocean City, you can listen on 971thewave.com or download their app. You can take Rob Radio anywhere you go. The Rob Spiewak Show and you, perfect together.
Rob Spiewak!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You doing something special for the holidays on Rob Radio?
Sprinkling in Christmas records tomorrow, 2 or 3 an hour, but also a big look at bubblegum music of the 1960s. A lot of fun music tomorrow. Check it out.
I love that. 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Hint Water. Everyone knows you should drink 8 glasses of water a day, but who really does it? Nobody, because water is boring. That's why you should try Hint Water, started by a wonderful lady by the name of Kara Golden, who decided that water was boring and needed something to make it more special. She started Hint Water. It's pure water. It's infused with the taste of fresh mint. Hint is never boring. They have flavors for everyone. It is delicious. Watermelon, peach, mango, grapefruit. I love the berry flavor. Many, many more. No sugar. No chemicals, great tasting, all natural fruit flavored water. Both Health and Self magazines named Hint Water as the best flavored water, thanks to Ms. Golden. Kara Golden did a great job with this. Plus, you don't have to lug heavy cases of water back to the store because you have Hint delivered right to your doorstep. It's that convenient. Right now, get a single variety pack shipped directly to your door, including 3 bottles each of Hint's 4 most popular flavors, pineapple, watermelon, and crisp apple and blackberry. Love the blackberry. Normally $24, only $15 at drinkhint.com/TMOS. That's drinkhint.com/TMOS. drinkhint.com/TMOS. Without further ado, we're running a little late. Let's get it started. The Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak for Friday, December 9, 2016.
If I told you that the name Anton Puanti, if I told you that Anton was an excellent manualist, would you know what I meant?
Yeah, I probably would want to contract with him for a little soothing time in a
I think you're going the wrong way.
Yankee
I'm sorry.
No, he was on the show, and I know you DVR this.
I don't know that way. I want it to be a lady.
Spoiler alert, Mike. I know you have it on your DVR. This is from Finland's Got Talent. And a manualist plays music by making hand farts.
So the guy that was on Carson was named Toomey.
Yeah, I remember him.
Right?
Yes. And I remember he did the Stars and Stripes Forever.
Stars and Stripes Forever, one of the funniest things I've ever heard.
It was
so great.
Another
Manualist.
And this is a guy from Finland, and he does a Christmas song. This is John Lennon's Happy Christmas, War is Over.
Too much cheering.
But they mic'd him well.
I don't think they did. Oh, there we go. Now you can hear. I wish it was out front more. The little clunker there. That was a clam. Forget how much I love that Christmas song.
Yeah, it's a great one. But that's not the best odd song that I will bring you today.
Yes.
My favorite is a guy. This was trending on Facebook yesterday. He got a plastic coffee stirrer, the kind, you know, for stirring coffee. And, you know, if you put it on a table and you thump it, it'll make a sound.
Right.
Yes.
By varying the length of the coffee stirrer, he plays the Imperial March from Star Wars.
You guys gotta have musical ability to do that.
Yeah.
Kind of a trombone effect of
yeah.
playing notes.
Seinfeld.
It is, yeah, it sounds like a bass thump almost. Yeah. But anyway.
Oh, I bet they could do a great Seinfeld with that. That would be incredible.
Great choice of material there. So I liked both of those. Yesterday, and God, it's like they're trying to rush and make all the people die before 2016 is done. You discussed John Glenn. Also, Greg Lake, who founded...
Emerson, Lake, and Palmer?
Mm-hmm. And
another
he was also
one?
In King Crimson. Here's a montage of some of his singing.
This is the best. You are meant to be here.
And you know that Mr. Emerson committed suicide earlier in the year.
Yeah, I know.
From the beginning.
There it is.
Yeah, great.
One of the greatest songs ever recorded right here. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, ELP.
Great.
Everybody knows this. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come such inside. A rock and roll voice.
Yeah, and what was great about Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, it wasn't just musicianship.
Wow.
It was ahead of their time musically, but also their production was magnificent. And good time of year to play this song and spotlight the production. This is a Greg Lake solo effort. He did this song, I believe, in Father Christmas, one of my favorite Christmas songs.
I wish you a hopeful Christmas.
Never heard of it.
Really? Beautiful. It uses choirs and strings.
Man, the Reaper in 2016.
It's a hell of a year, man.
Holy magoli.
Someone posted on my wall the
hit list.
The Today Show Greatest Hits of Dead list that they produced for this year. And I said, I don't even want to see it. It hurts to watch it. There's just too much on it. So anyway, safe home, Greg Lake. Thank you for all the great music. Facebook listed their top videos for shares and popularity for the year. Do you care to guess what the top two are?
No, I
was familiar with both of them. Number two, thanks for playing along. Number two was the guy who played Everybody Wants to Rule the World on the Hammer Dulcimer.
Oh, cool.
Did you see that?
Yes, I did. This is awesome.
This was pretty cool. But just one guy with hammers. It was an amazing thing.
Want me to do the vocal?
Yes.
Please.
Welcome to my world. Sorry.
And number one.
I love that song.
I think it's great that this is number one because I think most of America has already forgot about Candace Payne while wearing her Chewbacca mask.
Watch when my mouth actually moves. That's not me making that noise. It's the mask.
Hey, Chewbacca sounds the greatest sound in the world.
Awesome.
She was the biggest thing in the world for like 72 hours. Candace Payne. Congratulations for being top of the Facebook hit list. I want to play. Remember yesterday we heard Mac singing The Little Drummer Boy sounded like this?
Come they
told me pa-rum-pum-pum-pum.
I got a hot email from Tab Patterson last night, who downloaded a plugin of pitch bending, and he has corrected Mac's vocal.
Oh, my God.
He did. He actually took the dry vocal and bent every note, and he fixed it, kind of. Because, I mean, think of where you're starting.
Is this going to be on our Christmas album?
We'll talk. It could be. Maybe a bonus track. But thanks to Tab for fixing this.
Come, they told me, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum.
Tab is a genius.
He is.
Tab is a genius.
Our newborn king to see, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum.
I put it on. I want it on.
All right.
I want it on the holiday album. If you get the bonus show, you get the horror. That's enough. Don't give him too much.
All right.
That's it. Nope, not
Thank
too
you,
much.
Thank you, Tab. Come on.
Way to go, Tab Patterson. Tab, you are bringing me a lot of joy. And Tab, thank you for the pass in review that I listened to in my father's den when I was a little kid.
Oh, cool. He sent it?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know what it's like to put something on and you get a 45-year-old memory?
Yeah.
It's stunning. It's absolutely amazing. Thank you, Tab.
Awesome.
That.
Anyway, so that is the Magic Audio Vault. We fixed Mac. We've corrected it. Have a great awesome. Weekend, everybody.
I love that. Hey, by the way, tickets for NOLA still on sale. We have to mention that because we talk about everything else at the end of the year. We should mention that tickets are still available for our live show in New Orleans. Yes, it's about a year away, but you got to get them now. Go ahead, and we'll have more information, Oscar, right about hotels and that type of stuff.
New Year, Mike. There's a lot going on.
Okay, very
don't
good.
Don't want to inundate them. We're asking for a lot.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Thanks for joining us on the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Smart businesses know something that keeps them ahead of the game. They know that we aren't nearing the end of the year. We're coming up on the start of a new year.
Ah.
So now is the perfect time to make that perfect hire that will make 2017 a great year for your business. But posting your job in one place just won't work. You can't rely on Santa. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post all your jobs on all the top job sites, and now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 100-plus job sites, even social media like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city for any industry nationwide. Just post once and then watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No more useless applicants flooding your office. ZipRecruiter lets you quickly screen candidates, you rate them, and then hire the right person fast. Right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it absolutely free, people. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Do it today for Oscar Santana and Rob. This is Seven Spots of Show Mike Tang. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.